Brother Stove. I hope you all are well and are looking forward to a beautiful month of Tammuz, the completion of the Vavan Lazayim, the spiritual work from the previous 2 months. This is a breather. Not really. But we'll talk about it. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedula Shemincha, Tati Terura. Aleph B'Gimel Yutat Tzadi. The gematria of this first verse is 506. The letters of the first letters of each word is 506, which is the same gematria as Ahavatinam, unconditional love.
Kaberinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. These six letters form two Hebrew words, Kra, Satan. Kra means to tear up, Satan is the negative energy force in the universe. Tear up the Satan, tear up the negativity. Na Gibor Dor Sheyechudcha Kevavat Shalom Nun Gimel Daled Yud Kaf Shin. These six letters form two three-letter Hebrew sequences. Nun Gimel Daled has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah, or sustenance. And it's a sequence that can be used to enhance your sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that we utilize to take back the energy we have given to the negative side through our mistakes.
Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Nun Gimel Daled Yud Kaf Shin. I'm sorry. Bet Tet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. This sequence, the fourth verse sequence, connects us to the Sfirot of Netzach. And one of the aspects of Netzach is the consciousness of eternal victory.
Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adatach Hetkuf Bet Tet Nunayim. This sequence connected to the energy sphere of Hod. And one of the aspects of Hod is appreciation, thankfulness. What are you thankful of and for at this exact moment?
Yachid Geh Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pezayim Kuf. This six-letter sequence is utilized in the sixth millennium to speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are presently in the sixth millennium. It's also the sequence that we utilize to connect to the energy of the month of Sivan, the month of Tuamim. Sivan is the energy of the letters of the Resh and the Zion, which together spell a word, Raz, which means secret. The gematria of the word Raz is 207, which is the same gematria as the Hebrew word Or, spelled with an Aleph. Or means light. The Kabbalists use as a metaphor, or, the word or, the consciousness of light, to be the consciousness of the Creator. The essence of the Creator is to share His light. This is the framework and the words and the format that the Kabbalists use to help explain the concept of creation and the why behind the concept of creation. There is a coincidence. The 29th name in the 72 names of God is Resh Yud Yud. And the energy of this is to eliminate hatred. The 40th name is Yud Yud Zion, and the energy of this name is to assist you in speaking positive words and to stop speaking negative words. When one puts these two names together, one gets Resh Yud 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 Zion, which represents four Yuds plus the Hebrew word Raz, or secret. And in essence, by these two names, eliminating hatred and to speak positive words is the technique that is utilized. In teaching us about the secret of the four Yuds, the four Yuds comes from a verse that has to do with healing. The gematria of these two names together is 247. When we add the kolel for putting the names together, we get 248, which represents the parts of the body. The secret of healing of all of the parts of the body is built into the month of Sivan. It's built into this connection. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tiakatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyutav. The gematria of these six letters conceals two aspects. One aspect is the perfection of the four worlds represented by the first two letters, this Shin and the Kuf, or gematria of 400. 4 times 10 times 10, the perfection of the four worlds. Vav Tzadi Yud Tav, the last four letters, has the same gematria as the first verse, 506, and connects to unconditional love. And this teaches us that it's only with the aspect of unconditional love that we are able to create perfection in any of the four worlds, let alone all four of them, can only be created through using the energy of ahava, of love, of unconditional love. And the eighth verse we say silently, which is a whisper that you can hear, but a person standing next to you can't. Before I start reading from the Zohar, which tonight will be from the Parasha of Korach, does anybody have any questions? I'm starting the reading in section 7. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your strength. And it's verse 28. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kodanei aleinu maaseh yadeinu kodaneihu. Rabbi Elazar hava ka'em kameh deribi shimon avuha il ketiv re'e chayim Im isha asher ahavta kol yemei chaye chevlecha al tachati rea chayim Im isha asher ahavta rahu raza diva varnash liach lela chayim beatar da da bila da la is azla uve barnash liach lela midat yom belaila umidat laila bayom veda hu re'e chayim im isha asher ahavta mai Tama ki hi chelkecha b'chayim d'chayim l'asheryan eva alda v'hu yashar orchotecha. Rabbi Elazar was standing in the presence of his father, Rabbi Shimon. He told him that it says, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your life, of your vanity. What is the explanation? He said to him, come and behold. The verse, live joyfully with the wife whom you love, is a secret that a person must include life from the tree of life that is there on pin, in this place, which is Malchut, referred to as woman. One does not go without the other, Zerantin without Al Malchut. A person must include the measure of the day at night, that is a measure of Zerantin, referred to as day, in Malchut, referred to as night, and vice versa. The measure of night in the day. This is the meaning of live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your life, of your vanity. What is the reason? For that is your portion in life, since life, that is the secret of illumination of Chokhmah, does not prevail except on this, on Malchut, since the illumination of Chokhmah does not become revealed in any other place than her. And in your labor in which you do labor under the sun is, as you say, in all your paths acknowledge. The Hebrew word is da'ehu, him. In all your paths, acknowledge him, using the Hebrew word da'ehu, and he shall direct your paths. Da'ehu includes the letters of no, which is the Hebrew word da, daladayan, and vav and he, which are the zeranpin and malchut, the lower worlds, zeranpin and malchut, the last two letters of the four-letter name Yudke Vavke Tetragrammaton is Vav and He, which metaphorically represent Zeranpin and Malchut in unity. The word acknowledge, Da'ehu, can be permuted to explain that acknowledgement has to be knowledge of the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. There's also an explanation here by Rabbi Ashlag. His comment is that the Chachma does not become revealed in any other place than her, meaning Malchut. And in essence, the whole purpose of creation is to create a desire to receive that will yearn to reveal the light of wisdom, or the Chachma. That is the purpose of creation. That is the effect of creation. And they're both in unity. Verse 29. V'tachati kol milo di shlomo malka kulhu sati imin legoy v'chachmata V'chanei karae it chazun dehu tara de ritzua kimadikti brat reko asher timsa yadcha leasot bekochacha ase ki ein maase echeshbon vegomer Haikira itli istachla bekol asher timtza yadcha lasot bekochacha asach beki shalomo behachmata ila'a beyatir al kol b'nei alma amar haki. Come and behold, all the worlds of King Solomon all the worlds of King Solomon are deeply concealed in wisdom. These verses seem as if the restriction has been removed, since it says following that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your strength, for there is no work nor device. A verse also from Kohelet, chapter 9. This verse must be studied carefully. Did Solomon, who had higher wisdom than any world inhabitant, indeed say this? On its surface, the verse doesn't make sense. And that's the question the Zohar is asking. Whatever your fan finds to do, do it with your strength, for there is no work nor device. Verse 30. Ela ko milo di shlomo malka al raza de hachmeta at baru tachati ko asher timsa yadcha lasot pakochacha ase dahu devae parnash leachlela Shmala bimina bekoma dehu aved mi bae le de la yechonela kalilan bimina kol asher timsa yadcha da shmala lasot bakochacha dahu yemina kadah. Yemincha Adonai ne'adari Bakoach v'kavan devar nash Yistehar dekol ovado Yachon v'sitra dimina V'yaklil Shemala bimina Kedem kucha barichu shari begavai Bahai alma v'yaknis lach lei Legabe lechahu alma diate He responds, it is only that all the words of Solomon the king were spoken in the secret of wisdom. Come and behold, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your strength. That means that a person needs to include the left in the right, and everything he does should only be empowered of composed of the right. Whatever your hand finds to do is the left, which is called hand, and to do with your strength is right, as it is written. Your right hand, Hashem, is glorious in power. As soon as a person is careful so that all his actions are on the right side, he will gather left into the right, and the Holy One, blessed be He, will dwell within him in this world, and will gather him to be with him in the world to come. Just as the earlier verse that this portion of the Zohar is talking about was talking about not including desire to receive into the desire to receive of oneself alone. This verse that we're talking about here and from Kohelet is talking about including the right and the left together, something that we constantly must maintain, because spiritually they are opposites. Right and left are opposites. The only reason they stay is to do the physical work that they were bred to do. Verse 31. Vela yema barnash b'sha'ata diateina lehahu alma kiden etba min malka rachame ve'etu kame ela in masa v'cheshbon v'da'at v'chachma batar de'yistalak barnash mehay Alma Ela Ibae Barnash Demalka Kadisha Yan Hir Le Lehahu Alma Vaiten Le Hulaka Le Alma Diate Yeshtedal Bachai Alma Leaklela Ovado Bimina Vikol Shiv Ovado Yahon Lishva Dikucha Berihu Dehai Devatar Kad Yitkenish Mehai Alma Leatena Bedina Takyaifa Bedina Degahinum Leitaman Eta Vehachba V'sach letanu le'ishta zava min dina. A person should not say, when I get to that world, that I will ask the king for mercy, and I will repent in his presence, because it is for this that it is said, there is no work excuse me There is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom after the person departs from this world.
However, if a person desires the Holy King to illuminate him in this world and grants him a part in the world to come, he should toil in this world to gather his activities to the right. All his deeds should be for the sake of the Holy One, blessed be he. For after departing this world to be judged in harsh judgment and to be punished in Gehinnom, there is no recourse to counsel, wisdom, or understanding to be saved from that sentence. Everyone is sentenced to Gehinnom. Initially, everyone. No exceptions. How long are you in Gehinnom? An instant. Providing there is one person keeping his head. Since there is the only place that repentance, tshuvah, can be accomplished is in the this world where we appear to be unjust to our neighbor. This world is a just world, but we frequently are unable to see that. Verse 32. Da amar ki ein ma'ase leheshbon v'da'at v'tachach ma v'ashol v'gehinom it be madorin al madorin madora tata sha'o madora titaya mineya avadon veda samich leda man denakrit leishol yadu nun le mil machaman vetzaf tzaf veola haidiktiv Marid Shaol Viail Umin Vindin Krit Leavadon Tula Salik Lealma. Another explanation of for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in Sheol. There are levels upon levels in Gehinnom, and the lowest level is Sheol. An even lower level than Sheol is Avadan, and one is near the other. Whoever descends to Sheol will be put on trial. From there he can rise in a whistle, as it is written. He brings down to Sheol and brings up. Whoever is lowered to Avadan never rises from there. These words of the Zohar seem to contradict each other, but they don't. Verse 33. Man deit be ovada tava odihu mare dechushbana haupnuha diktiv. Bekol elya vele elya adla yashkav. We ad la na'im ba'e barnash l'mabad hoshbana me'ovado te'avad ko ha'hu yoma v'yetut minayu y'avei alayhu rachamei memtet b'hahi sha'ata begin d'hahi sha'ata Ilana demota shari be'alma v'kol b'nei alma sa'amin
Ta ma de mo ta. Yahu shata de me bad roshpana. Meo vado fayode alaihu. Begindi hi shata de mo ta. Filein ikrun. Mare rehushpana. 4. Whoever has a good record, a good deed, or is if of those who do reckoning, it was already explained that each and every night before he sleeps, he must make an accounting of the actions that he did that night, repent for them, and ask for compassion from them. What is the reason that he must do the accounting at that time? Because during that period, the tree of death prevails in the world, and all the world's inhabitants get a taste of death. Therefore, at that time, a person must make an accounting of the deeds and confess them, since it is a time of death, and they are called those who do reckoning. Vekein man di shtadal beret beda et ukha ma. Uchachma leminda levarom lemare kadovavrin leili istakha u istakla diinun hayavin diitseridu begeinom uvdarga dishol vekulhu tzavin. Meinun dargin hula ishtar taman velo vela ishtaka menaihu. Ve'alda ein mesvaz nase. Ve'feshbon v'da'at v'chachmata. Beshaol vela ishtakach ela leela leela beatar dekama dekharin vehu sinin dekama pesufin sharan be vekudsha barichu ate leishta asha im shahar tzadikaya di began adem. Similarly, this is the case for whoever strives in knowledge and wisdom to know his master. After his death, when they will bypass him to look and gaze at these wicked that are being judged in Gehinnom at the level Sheol, where all scream from these levels, he will not remain there and not be among them. About this it is written, for there is no work, nor desire, nor unworthy. Namely, one who strives to know, because all these are not in Sheol. And he will be found higher and higher, where many lights and candles and delightful things are present. And the Holy One, blessed be He, comes to be merry with the rest of the righteous in the Garden of Eden. Praised is the lot of the righteous in this world and the world to come. About them, as is written, surely the righteous shall give thanks in your name, the upright shall dwell in your presence. A verse from Tehillim 125. That's the end of section 7. The next section is titled, "But the Levites Shall Do the Service." It's quite early, I know, but as you can tell, I am drifting off to sleep, so I'm not sure that I am doing the study much justice at this moment. Does anybody have any questions to give me a chance to rest, perhaps? Since there are no questions, I'm going to wish you all a Shabbat Shalom, a beautiful Sabbath, and to be well with everything that you start. Shabbat Shalom and Kol Tov.